Screen grab your hymnals for a second. We're going to do a little sort of fun thing. Some survey for the hymnals. How would you be saying the first verse of hymn 376? 376. On the planet, she's already figured out some of the key things that happen to us in life. There's a story about a pastor's wife in the first big megachurch ever, and of course it would be in California where all such innovations take place. And she felt it was her obligation to make sure that people came to church they needed to happen. So she omitted and took out all the verses and hymns that mentioned death and dying and suffering, so that you could go and feel better about yourself when you left. Now, I think that's really, it's inauthentic to what Jasmine already knows about what her life is. And it's also true about what you know about what your life is. But people are still working on these ideas in modern hymnody, contemporary writers' hands. Dealing with the same emotions for some are getting even a little bit more honest about it. In your hymn circle, you have one that's the Roman music one, the deepest night in the darkest days. Why don't we sing it? We'll just sing the first verse and then, let's sing the whole thing.
Thank you.
as the truth of our faith, that when we meet God in peace, there is something quite true and redemptive about that aspect of our lives. But if we don't have that as part of us, and that is, in fact, that sadness celebrated and embraced, we simplify and attenuate, that means shorten, to cut off part of our humanity which God would not want for us. In the parable today about the sower, Jesus is talking about these four different kinds of soil. And in the discussion of spinning wheel on Tuesday, it was noted that parables have many meanings and are open-ended and have lots of ways to interpret. This parable is one that Jesus decides to explain to his disciples. It is the first parable recorded in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John typically doesn't use Gospels in his Gospel story. And so, Matt has the opening parable. Matthew, Jesus provides us an elaboration on it. He needs to have some meaning. In our conversation, we're looking at the parable, thinking about the various characters in it. Who is the sower? Well, if the sower is anyone, any hearer that Jesus heard about the sower, they thought he would have been a very foolish farmer. And out here, you probably ask for 100 county, most of us have a green thumb, try to. And we would know never to put seeds on the path in front of your house. We wouldn't waste them. As within Jesus' day, the idea of scattering seeds everywhere, willy-nilly, would have seemed absurd. But to us, it describes the idea that God is rather provocative, rather loving and expansive with all the world that's shared. A way of looking at this too is to look at who is the seed. Are one not we the seeds of the word that we're spread around in all sorts of crazy places that might not be very fertile, but we are to go and might even be risk taking. A member of my fellow priest, a friend of mine, Donnelly, was asking for help because he found people that were loitering in his parking lot during the week, and he didn't know what kind of sign to put up. Because he wanted to scare them away, because he thought that they were going to be unhelpful. And I said, what are you doing? You should get a pop-up tent, put a chair and a table out there, and sell some lemonade to them, and offer free prayer. But you have people coming to your church unasked. You ought to, like, give them a hug, number one, and say, you know, it might be risky, but the church should never be safe. Now, about the ground in this parable, I found it disturbing that the typical traditional thing is about the different kinds of soil and what kind of soil are you. Well, if you're soil, how do you change yourself? Honestly. You know, it seems rather static. It seems fatalistic. Well, Jack's good soil, so words in the stream. Jack Graham, of course, is full of horns. She's always chasing ridges. Hey, God knows. the temptation of religion is to make things very simple for people. And you know that Jack and Mary and Kate have all the same soils in them as do you. Right? Jasmine has happy, sad, right? What else were you? Angry, mad. Happy, sad, mad, scared, all at the same time, sometimes. It's confusing to be a human being. So Jesus knows this is part of us. So the truth of the matter is, you are all that. And there are your good days and your bad days. And even on your good days, there's some bad there. And even on your bad days, there's a bunch of good. So I think Jesus would like us to spend a little bit more time in reflection of who we are and embrace all that. Just like our hands should include all of the motions that happen in our life. You know, there's a lot of different ways of being thoughtful and profound. Sometimes thoughtful and profound can be very light and easy. And sometimes being thoughtful and profound can be weighty. Heavy. Like that hymn we just sang. That was incredibly thoughtful and profound, but, you know, it drew me to tears. So I'm thinking about the deaths that happened in our lives and about how sometimes things profound can be bubbling in light. In that pain will conclude by singing in him on the background. How that changes. Song to him 410 in the Missal of the Father.